on my mother's side, we're Aboriginal from South Australia, and on my father's side, it's not so recognisable and not agreed to, so he prefers not.
What do you mean, not agreed to?
Well, you know, back in the time when my father, you know, was a young person, and so in the life of my grandmother, it wasn't really the thing to identify if you didn't look particularly phenotypically Aboriginal, and plus there was a great deal of shame directed to people who identified, and a great deal of risk to people identified back in that era as well. So that
so,
side.
So
of the,
this was, you were born?
I was born in the 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we're talking earlier than that. This is still a time when Aboriginal people weren't citizens in this country.
So does that mean your father wanted to say, look, forget about all that, we're not Aboriginal?
My father doesn't identify as Aboriginal, and that side of the family had a great deal of difficulty accepting it, particularly the non-Indigenous people on that side.
So that would have made things confusing for you.
It absolutely did. We grew up with this understanding that we were not white, but we were not you know, Aboriginal either. So we grew up in this kind of place where we were considered touched by the tar brush. So it was a difficult time for me and my siblings to grow up in.
How did you come to resolve that? Was it after, you know, you grew up and left home or?
Yes, certainly was after I left home. You know, and really education helps you understand these things and how they work. Mm. After I had an opportunity to go to university, I learnt, you know, the history of Aboriginal Australia in this country, and I learned about policies and government practices, things that I didn't know as a child, obviously. You know, we grow up in circumstances and we understand our family and extended family, but we don't often understand the landscape at a national level.